Hey, what happened?
All right, so every week we do what has happened this week. And, well, Trevor Noah has come out and he's been reflecting on his show and his 7 years on The Daily Show.
I found myself thinking throughout the time, you know, everything we've gone through, you know, the Trump presidency, the pandemic, just the journey of, you know, more pandemic.
And he came out with a quite startling announcement.
And I realized that after the 7 years, my time is up. But in the most beautiful way, honestly. I've loved hosting this show. It's been one of my greatest challenges. It's been one of my greatest joys.
And I think it's incredible looking at what he's done on The Daily Show and the influence that he's had largely on so many people and really bringing awareness to South Africa, because I think there's this big perception in America, and he's kind of fixed that and changed a lot of that in a way.
Absolutely.
And it's quite humbling to look at that. But then this week, more Trevor Noah, there was some questions flying around.
Are Dua Lipa and Trevor Noah dating?
Did you see that?
I didn't see that. Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing.
Are they?
Dating rumors after they were photographed kissing and hugging in New York City on Wednesday, as seen in photos obtained by the Daily Mail. Per the outlet, the pair went to dinner in the East Village, then seemingly shared a kiss before they parted ways.
Go to sleep when I got you next to me.
I was quite shocked.
Apparently, he does have a knack for the models, though. So, and she does give model energy.
She does give model.
And she's just, I back that pair. That's quite a
scene. Interesting.
One.
It's interesting. But this, and actually 2 days ago, she was the first female album to surpass 10 billion streams on Spotify.
That's amazing.
I know. Okay, so I'm going to play a quick game with you, right?
All right, let's hear it.
Dua Lipa lyric or a lyric made up by Thomas Ford Dua Lipa?
Okay,
so I give you two lyrics. Which one is the real one? One, I know you ain't used to female alpha. Or number two, I gave you cemented love in a horse's mouth.
Oh my goodness.
Which one is
Is it number two that's the real? No, it's not. It's definitely the first one.
There's you're right.
You should never ever be a songstress or a lyricist or it, like just
I thought it was quite good. I
it
gave you cemented love in a horse's mouth.
It was not creative.
It's rather
at
profound.
All.
Rather no, creative you can give me creative.
I'll just say I never want to taste what your love is like.
And back to reality. So BBC News was kind of covering the Queen's funeral, and they came up to this kid.
Why are you laughing? You're talking about a funeral.
Because I'm thinking about what she said, right?
Okay.
And they asked her what advice they'd give to King Charles.
What advice would you give the king? What would you like to see him do?
Do a backflip.
Do a backflip. Do a backflip.
I need me.
And that's it from What Happened This Week. Up next is Tea with Mozzarella.
Hey, what happened? Hey.